Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Scientists say that dinosaurs were destroyed by an asteroid some 66 million years ago, which, by the way, contradicts the Bible. That's the headline. Don DeYoung will join us here at the broadcast table in a moment to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
66 million years ago, there was supposedly a dinosaur-killing asteroid that hit the Earth. Well, the first question, how do they know it was 66 million years ago? How accurate can they judge that?
That number, 66 million years, is coming from the uniform view of the slow formation of the Earth's layers. The 65 million years is by no means a fact.
Is it more interesting to think about it? Well, it was maybe 6,000 years ago.
The interesting thing, Jimmy, this mile thickness above it is all limestone, which we believe was deposited during the Genesis flood.
And that, of course, would be about 4,500 years ago. So it brings it into that young Earth time period of about 6,000 years from creation up until today. This has been the story that I've heard for so many years, Don, that it was an asteroid that came out of the heavens, hit the Earth, and destroyed all the dinosaurs. Now, as I understand it, dinosaurs, which is a great creative act by the Lord, they were created on the sixth day of creation. And can we say that all the dinosaurs were killed? Do they have evidence of that?
Well, no, that's very debatable. Dinosaurs were part of day number six of the creation week. They lived in early history. Adam could well have named the types of dinosaurs. What happened to the dinosaurs is another question. Instead of some sort of asteroid or comet collision, we believe that the Earth got colder in the post-flood years. There was an ice age, and maybe that led to the gradual extinction of the dinosaurs. One more thing about that crater that's interesting, Jimmy. What they're finding at the bottom of it are bits of soil and bits of vegetation. We would give the alternative that the debris that they find in that crater was initial material from the flood. The crater itself is a testimony to the Genesis flood.
Dr. Don DeYoung explaining the fake news of the scientific world on the destruction of dinosaurs on this earth. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Don DeYoung, a scientist and who is also a Bible-believing Christian, says that the biblical account on where dinosaurs have gone is the absolute truth. True science is where the scientist had to observe the event and be able to replicate the event. That is not the case in the disappearance of dinosaurs. As Don told us, his source, the Bible, explains the past and the future and is absolute in both cases. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...